Trip to Pittsburgh was great. It was a special day for my family and I, and just thankful to be able to share, you know, the 50th anniversary of the Golden Football with St. Rosalia's Academy, and truly an honor to be recognized by the city of Pittsburgh. So,
did you get anything else for being Mike McCarthy Day? Did you get a key to the city? Or?
No, just it was a quick day. Frankly, I mean, I wish I could have stayed longer. But, you know, we pretty much, you know, my parents were with me. We flew in and went to the event, and we had stopped down my dad's bar, old bar, just to see if it was what it looked like, and that was interesting. So, and then saw my brother Joe, and then we had a big kind of breakfast, or I guess it would have been a lunch, you know, with the whole family, and I flew back right after that.
You know, Bill asked you on Monday about 100 wins, and you kind of blew it off. And you talked about the program you have and the guys and all the testament to everybody else around here. Do you ever take time to kind of reflect on everything you've done? I mean, you've done pretty well for yourself for a kid from Pittsburgh.
It's week seven, you know. That's really, I mean, I think you should smell the roses as you go. You know, I do believe in that, but, you know, they just say stop and smell the roses. I think you need to keep moving and smell the roses. So just keep plowing forward. But, you know, I used to, you know, answer questions about, you know, kid from Pittsburgh and, you know, where you came from. And then it's just like I told the kids at St. Rosalia's. I mean, you can go wherever you want. I'm supposed to be here, you know, and I'm here because of, you know, the good man up top. And you have to believe that, but you have to set your, you know, you have to set your sights out there and go for it. So, it's taken me some time to realize that. Sometimes I feel like I used to apologize for being here. Hell, I'm supposed to be here. So, and I'm proud of what we've built here so far.
Mike, what did you learn about your football team as you look back at it this week or last week?
Well, you know, we've had a chance to spend a couple of days last week with the South Scott and looking at it over the weekend. You know, it's real, you know, the obvious. We look at the statistics, if you can believe that or not. So, I think it points you in the right direction on some things. But, you know, the fundamentals is what we're going to concentrate on. I mean, defensively, just looking at your tendencies based off, you know, what personnel groups we're using in certain situations, how we're lining up to certain formations and things like that. And it just, you know, just recognize the fact that, you know, how people are going to try to attack us in the future. You know, just San Diego's empty formation. And, you know, we call it shrink. You know, it's an empty formation, shrink it back to a one-back set, and you know, just having some cleaner things as we move forward there. But a lot of self-scout for us, frankly, was reinforcement that we've done a lot of good things, and we got a good foundation of, you know, 6 weeks to build off of. But there's a couple major things, and I'm going to address it really Wednesday with the team, and we can talk about it, you know, Wednesday if you want to hit it again. But I haven't given my self-scout report to the team yet, so.
Mike, what do you mean when you say fundamentals? I mean, are you talking about hand placement for defensive linemen and offensive linemen?
Blocking, tackling, handling the football, big play production. Yeah, it's the game's there.
With all the work that you do on that, are you surprised that sometimes those slip, or is that commonplace?
That's the game of football. I mean, you don't want, you know, I think that the phrase of chasing, you know, perfection and accepting excellence is so real, you know, the reality of this game. And, and that's all we're going to work on today. We're going to pad them up and get after it, and we're going to have a, you know, brisk, hard practice, but it's going to be exclusively fundamentals.
You know, speaking of fundamentals, what have you thought of your tackling this year? Is it where you want it to be, or was it?
Same thing. You know, we need to be better. You look at the numbers, and you know, that's why we'll hit it today like we always do. It's obviously better to drill work when you have pads on than when you don't, and no excuse. I think when you get into the practice format that we've been under the last 3 or 4 weeks because of the health of our football team, I think that kind of creeps in because you don't get to work the padded practice during the week and do all the things you like to do as far as fundamentals.
Mike, speaking of the health of your football team, how much healthier do you think your guys got over the course of the
game? God, I would think a lot, you know, just based on the training room, they feel good about the work this morning and the number of guys that were here. I was here, you know, every day. There was the guys that were trying to get better. Some guys stayed back. But today will be we'll get to see guys move around, and that's probably one of the other reasons why we need to be in pads today.
Do you not think your team ever needs to be brought to attention, but how much easier is it for them to jump into a game with the stakes that they're going to be on Sunday night versus a 1-6 team that's maybe had a coaching change or is just kind of floundering about? You've got a big time matchup.
Well, I think it's I think these are the biggest challenges. As far as going on the road, playing an undefeated football team, great defense, and definitely a Hall of Fame quarterback. All those things. I think these are the games you really love to play and you really enjoy. I think when you play a team that whose record is different than yours or flipped from yours, that falls in the category of handling success. And to me, that's where a lot of us get bit in the ass when you kind of don't go about it like you should. So I think that's what we focus on. Anytime a team has that's why you got to throw the record out. We go through it every week in front of the team, and we put up the matchups, and we're very honest on how we feel we match up in each area, the strengths of each unit and so forth. And I think it's the accountability in the room. Everybody understands what the offense is battling this week. Everybody understands what the defense is battling this week. Everybody understands what the special teams. So just to make it clear, but this is going to be a game that you really look forward to playing in.
Mike, you talk a lot about family and integrity and stuff in your press conferences with us here in this room. When did you find out about and what was your reaction to the criminal domestic violence charges LaTroy Guyon has faced?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to react to this to the article. I thought it was garbage. And the fact of the matter is, we take a lot of pride in our program here. We've had people that make mistakes. There have been second chances. There's a thorough process that goes on continuously. We're all being evaluated. We all have bosses. But this program is something that's been built over 10 years here. I personally take a lot of pride in the program. Unfortunately, we have someone that's probably going to make a mistake in the future. We'll continue to evaluate it and move forward.
Two more, please.
Hey, Mike, is Devontae ready to play now, do you think? Devontae Adams.
I would think so. I think that both Morgan and Devontae having a chance to practice, the San Diego week, with another week off, that they should feel good.
Mike, is there anybody won't be able to go this afternoon, though, that still is a little ways away? I know you don't have to give us a report till Wednesday, but...
No, I'll be honest with you. I'm like you. I'm hoping they all get out there and run around and we're ready to go. So, the weight room work was good this morning, and we did some conditioning in that phase of it. So far, so good.
Hey, Mike, just one quick thing on Devontae. What do you think that can do as far as opening up the offense, getting him back, this week?
Well, you want to have all your weapons. Devontae, like I said, all through training camp, I thought he clearly was one of the young players that jumped out. You could see it in the OTAs, and it'll be great to have him back out there.
Is that one of the things that as you did your – I know you got to present the self-scout to the guys, but that you saw offensively that you're without Jordy, without Devontae, Ty gets hurt in the last game. Your other two guys, James and Rambo, are playing hurt. Did you see that really have an impact in how you played offensively?
Well, I think you have to – those are obvious points. It's fact. But, really, we have to focus on what we're doing, when we're doing it, how we're doing it. And the fact of the matter, I think every contest you line up in, and every how you want to break it down, there's an opportunity for success. So, regardless of who's playing, when they're playing, to me, our job is to put the players in position to be successful, and the players' jobs is to go out there and execute and be successful. So, I really don't get too far away from it. Injuries are, there's a reason why you ask me about the injury report every single day. It's the number one. Information that everybody wants to know, so coaches included. I get that, but we've never used it as an excuse, and you have to work around it. And frankly, in the self-scout, our team has handled injuries very well. So as far as going out and winning games, now you can pick it apart and as much as you want, just like we have. But those are the learning moments. That's how you improve. The worst thing we could do is say, hey, we're 6-0, we got this thing figured out, let's keep it rolling. That's not how it works.